back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back. As always, Mugs of the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents Pete, Brent, and Bo, community strong all day long. Changing gears here as we welcome in Sheriff Jerome Kramer and North Platte Chief of Police Dan Hudson. Gentlemen, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys in the studio today. Of course, want to mention too, Sheriff Kramer, of course, the great sheriff of Lincoln County. Jerome, how many years have you served?
Well, I've been in law enforcement in Lincoln County 40 years this fall.
Okay, wow.
And I've been sheriff since 2006.
Okay. And Dan, you're coming on, is it 2 years?
Two and a half,
okay. Yep. Whoa, we're getting close to three already.
Already, yeah, September will be three.
Time goes by when you're having fun.
You're not ever going to hear Dan Hudson say 40 years.
Now, gentlemen, the reason I invited you both in the studio this morning here was to address the concerns that some of the citizens of North Platte and Lincoln County have expressed about the possibility of a meat packing plant coming to North Platte and the possibility for an increase in crime. Now, we've talked a little bit on this subject lightly here on Mugs of the Morning. I know the both of you have heard that. And, Dan, you put out a press release soon after the press conference, I believe, in regards to this. And I know that the two of you have had a lot of conversations in regards to this, more so than what the public's probably aware of, is the two of you and your agencies work very well together.
Right. You know, we've already got a large industry in North Platte, and it's the railroad. And, mm-hmm. and you take comparable towns in Nebraska, such as Fremont and Hastings, that already have packing plants. They have a packing plant. We have the railroad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their crime rate with a packing plant is 15, 20% less than ours. If you have industry, you're going to have a problem. And problem people come. I'm putting a $1.5 million just renovation in the $5 million jail expansion. And that $1.5 million is just so I can handle mentally ill people. And most of those mentally ill people come by way of the railroad. Every industry's got some bad things come with it.
Sure.
Everybody that comes to town with this packing plant aren't going to be free of domestic violence. They're not going to have all perfect children, and they're not going to sing in your choir on Sunday. You're going to have some bad people. We
sure.
get it. Dan's got an excellent police department, which may need a few more people. I've got an excellent sheriff's office, state patrols here. We can handle it. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be that big of a deal.
And like you've said before, too, Chief Hudson, this isn't happening overnight.
Absolutely, you know, and like the sheriff says, this is our job. You know, it's not, we don't just bury our heads. You know, we're very fortunate that we have a great relationship. We, you know, and I've talked about it here on the program in the morning that, you know, we're very fortunate here to have a team of three or four actually law enforcement agencies. You know, there's some people, if they're at the right place at the right time, they see it, but, you know, the average person doesn't realize we all had breakfast and we had about an hour and a half conversation yesterday morning between the sheriff, myself, the commander from Troop D, and some other folks from Troop D. And we have a very open and honest relationship. We have the ability to talk about it. You know, we had our captain here that's in Troop D. The major was there. They both grew up as young troopers in Lexington. So, I mean, they have a lot of experience with what's going on down there. Excuse me. And Troop D now covers Lexington. They don't have the problems. You know, you might have issues at the initial. But I tell you, as we move forward on this, we have a year and a half to prepare. We've already started talking to different agencies. I've already spent a lot of time talking to Chief Wolf over in Lexington. And North Platte is in a totally different scenario already mm-hmm. than what a lot of these agencies are. When we talk about Gibbons, 1,800 people, we talk about Lexington, just under 10,000 people. But in talking to Chief Wolf, when the packing, they had, I think he said 11 police officers. They had two police cars. You know, they're up to, excuse me, they're up to 20 officers or 30 officers now, and they've expanded. You know, we've got 41 sworn. We're a full-service, 24-hour-a-day law enforcement agency, and this is our 13.8 square miles of North Platte, and we will continue to provide professional, proactive police work, and we'll continue to work with our partners at the Sheriff's Department and our partners at the State Patrol, and we will continue to move forward in trying to ensure that we're going to be prepared for whatever might come to town. I think it's I think it's interesting too. Right now, we don't know what the workforce is going to look like. We have no idea. You know, we talk about, I think the median income for a family of four in North Platte is between $46,000 and $48,000. Okay. From what I've heard from the press conference, I heard it from their mouths. $50,000 plus benefits. We don't know
quality benefits.
We don't know what. I think it's presumptive at this time to say that we're only going to have this group or that group. We don't know. You know, there's other big businesses in our area that have laid people off. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the workforce is going to look like. Our job is to prepare and provide quality law enforcement equally and legally across the board to whoever might work in our community. So
absolutely. And Sheriff Kramer, we know a lot of these people may move to the city of North Platte too if they move from outside the area, but some may already be in the area and some may move within the wonderful county that we have too. Maybe some folks move into the Brady Hershey areas.
You know, and that's a boost for those economies there too, to have some more families in town and supporting the local businesses. And you know, we have to keep in mind that North Platte is what it is because of the railroad and agriculture.
Absolutely.
And you know, we have to be open-minded to agriculture and what it can do for our community, and we have to support what's good for agriculture. I mean, look what this is doing for our farmers and ranchers in this mm-hmm. region, not just around North Platte, but an entire region.
Yeah, the entire state in some ways too.
Agriculture struggles. Mm-hmm. The market's up and down, and you know, and quite honestly, the people that feed cattle, they're the packers have taken advantage of them for decades.
Forever, almost.
And, you know, this is a chance for being an owner-operated business and be good for the people that have money tied up in this business. And we can give back to the farmers and ranchers that have been spending money in this town for decades and with nothing in return. This is a good deal for our agriculture. We can't be narrow-minded enough to think that, well, it's a bad thing because I got to go make an arrest. No. It's a good thing because it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's going to be some inconveniences, as I talked about earlier, with the crime we already have. You know, if people think this is a tranquil little town that has no crime, they've got their head buried. We have a lot of crime.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they think it's a tranquil little town is because Chief Hudson's police department does such a good job of protecting them from these criminals. We've got them locked up in my jail. He arrests them, I hold them. And
good system you guys have.
Heck, we have a good teamwork.
We have a good system. But,
but your agency does a few arrests,
oh, no.
too.
Well, we do a lot.
He undersells himself here because there's a lot of stuff that we do that, you know, we've talked about whether people are barricaded shooting at us or whatever, any major incident, you're going to see generally a white pickup truck with graffiti on the side of it. I always tease Drew about it. Someone graffitied your trucks. Next to our police cars. I mean, they're going to be out there on perimeters. They're going to be making entries together. We are very fortunate that we have a great team, so he downplays that, but we depend on the sheriffs a lot. You know, and I think one thing that I just wanted that people don't realize is, and again, I sat through the press conference and they were talking about how this whole plant came to be. It was on a trip with the governor to Asia. Well, I don't think the average person knows, as he smirks at me. Sheriff Kramer was on that trip.
Oh, really?
He was on that trip.
Really?
Yeah. I did not know that.
And we've had conversations about, you know, Vietnam wants Nebraska beef.
Oh, yeah. Governor Ricketts has really brought that to the attention of a lot of Nebraskans, I think. Our beef that we have here is some of the best in the world, if not the best.
Oh, guaranteed. Go to Walmart and buy some beef and compare it to Nebraska beef and
compare it to what you buy at Gary's.
Yeah. You get local beef, and you know this beef here, it's going to be able to be tracked from Japan all the way back to its ranch of origin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good selling point. People know they're getting good quality beef, whether they're in Nebraska or whether they're halfway around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be getting quality beef. And I don't know if they don't have a good steak. I don't know who they're going to complain to, but.
Again, we're blessed to have Sheriff Jerome Kramer joining us in the studio and Chief Dan Hudson. Guys, we know that your agencies work very well together, too, but need to mention the Nebraska State Patrol headquarters. Troop D is here, too. You guys work very well with them. Federal officers when they're here, too. And the Railroad Police Force also. Everybody works very well together, and you guys bring up a good point, too. It's not like crime in North Platte or Lincoln County is non-existent today. It's there.
We hate to say it. I kind of said a couple places. I was at Rotary. and it's not something that I think we as department heads are overly proud of. Excuse me. But this isn't Mayberry. We have crime, and but like Jerome says, it's also it's a positive that the average person, you know, unless you live in that world or some stuff, you might not see it as much as what other people do. It's, you know, we work really, really hard to try to you know, enforce the law and be out there, be proactive. And we know over last year we were up about 3.6% in crime across the city of North Platte. There was a lot of, there's so many things that went into last year, just sure. This craziness. But 3.6% increase right now through the end of last month, or the beginning of this month, we're down about 14.6%. Compared to last year, so we're already starting to get kind of, you know, as we get back into the proactive law enforcement, and last year we really took a back seat to proactive because of COVID and some sure. other things.
Change of things for everybody.
Change of things, and I think everywhere across the country we had such a drawdown as far as what are we doing, how are we doing this, how do we expose our people, how do we, you know, everyone had other issues. So, but we're back, getting back in the saddle, and crime is down so far this year. But we will continue to provide professional, proactive police services to employees in North Platte. And that's no matter what industry comes to town, whether it's, you know, I haven't seen on social media people freaking out that we might get a bunch of new stores in the mall.
Yeah.
You know, and people are going to...
Which is great news, by the way.
Which is fantastic news. You know, and just listening to the mayor, you know, so I kind of at times will, you know, when I speak, I compare it to a lot of the speaking points from what sustainable beef, but I tend to agree with him. It's not, that's their position. But business brings business. When positive things happen in our community, other people see it, other businesses see it, and then they want to be part of that positive environment that's being built here. So I just think this is a positive. There will be some growing pains. You
sure.
know, I tell you, when I talked to Chief Wolf yesterday at Lex, he says they never, well, not never, but rarely respond to the plan at all. Said the times we respond to that plan anymore, it's at shift change because someone backed into someone else's car, there was a minor fender bender.
Things that might happen at the Walmart parking lot.
I guarantee you, we respond to Walmart more than they respond to their packing plant. So, yeah,
and it's not always the fender benders, unfortunately.
No. So, but that's just police work. We can be sitting here and all of a sudden someone calls 911 and it's like, you know, we used to joke where I used to work, it's three beeps from chaos. You know, we can go from sitting here having a cup of coffee and having a nice conversation to, you know, having a whole bunch of people in blue and brown and tan surrounded a business. I don't want to scare parents. So surrounding a business with rifles, and it's on.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that was the case a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah, you know, it happens, but just you have to have faith that your local law enforcement and the team is going to do everything they can to ensure that we're prepared and that we're not just going to bury our heads, and we're going to be proactive and use the time that we have to make sure we understand what's coming.
Chief Hudson, you'll be giving a presentation tomorrow at the City Council work session. So for folks that want to learn more, encourage them to either join that at City Hall or on the City YouTube page or Charter and Allo. Sheriff Kramer, while we have you in the studio, give us an update. How's the jail expansion coming? I've driven by a couple of times. Things are looking pretty good to the naked eye.
Yeah, it is going well. We've had a few hiccups with the cold spell and
sure.
just some other problems that were pre-existing that came as a surprise that were setbacks. But, you know, we're blessed to have Brown Construction on this because they're an excellent company. They hire excellent subcontractors, and if they have to work into the night and weekends, they try to stay on schedule. They're really good people, and it's going well. They're still looking at maybe the 1st of November for completion. So we're hopeful. As soon as I get that thing done and get it full, it's $30,000 a week coming back into Lincoln County. So I'm kind of pushing.
Good. And Sheriff Kramer, we were talking a little bit about COVID a few moments ago. I've made the joke several times on the air, the continuing joke, I know. And Dan, you support it too. Jerome made the statement at the county commissioners meeting when COVID first hit that crime was by appointment only for the county, still is by the city. So if folks have any plans to commit any crimes, just got dial 911, call the sheriff's office, call the police department. They'd be happy to assist.
We'll get there.
We'll show up.
So just make an appointment. We'll be there. Yep. And we'll be there on time.
Yep. You'll probably be early, actually.
Given an opportunity, we would like that. I want to say last week I was told that you guys are going to be closing off a little bit of the street in front because you're having cells delivered. When is that, or did it already happen?
No, they'll be delivered, I think it's the 13th. It's the middle of the month anyway.
Yeah, I knew
April?
We'd been talked to that they were going to close off some roads down there because the sheriff's department was having their jail cells delivered. We're like, hey, we might steal two of those and just stick them in our parking lot. We'll use them too.
Yeah. We're really confined for space over there. We just don't have any room to work, so we can't get in there with the truck. So the trucks are probably going to stage out at Flying J and in that area, and then they'll come in here maybe two or three at a time.
Okay.
But they've got to come off the truck, be placed in where they're going to be, and welded into place before that, and then the next truck will move. So
that's quite the process.
It is going to be quite a process. We got they're going to roll them all in. They got little dollies for them. They'll roll
sure.
in. You know, when we built the first jail, we used concrete cells, and of course they set into place early,
mm-hmm.
and then the building was built around them. A little different process. They were 53,000 pounds apiece and set in there with a crane, but we couldn't get concrete this time because of there's so many jails being built across
sure.
the country. So we ended up with steel. It wasn't my preference, but.
If
we wanted concrete, we're going to have to wait an extra 8 months. So,
and you want this done November 1, if
it's
not
best,
sooner.
It's best for the taxpayers if we get this done and get it filled. So,
now, gentlemen, we do need to wrap up. Anything that either one of you would like to add before we conclude today?
You know, there's been some mention of the Second Amendment Sanctuary County.
Oh, sure.
And it was mentioned last night. Commissioner Weems did an interview on the news, and he didn't know at the time because I failed to tell the commissioners that I have that resolution in front of the county attorney right now for review because I could have made a mistake, but I typed that up earlier in the week and got it across to the county attorney, so that should be on the agenda in the very near future. So
for the county commissioner's agenda?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep tabs on that and definitely report it here on KODY. Gentlemen, as always, we appreciate the time. Blessed to have you both in the studio this morning, and appreciate all the work you do in keeping the citizens of the county and city safe.
I'm glad you invited us.
It's always a pleasure to come and chit-chat. So just like we say, just make informed decisions on this. Get out, listen to the presentations, and make informed decisions based on factual information, not emotions and rumors.
Here are the facts.
That's
for sure.
Absolutely.
Gentlemen, thanks for the time.